The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I think if James Harden wasn't on the Rockets, no Rockets fan would be a fan of him. I think he is the hardest player in the NBA to cheer for. His entire game is based on getting to the free throw line. Like, if I said, what is James Harden the best at? It's drawing a foul, right?
It's one of his best, yeah.
His second best is probably free throw shooting.
The way the game shape went last night, where it was going to be that kind of slow jazz type game, that was the play for him. Yeah, it's not the sexiest thing to watch, but it's effective for him.
The Astros scored one run again last night. 11 times now this season, Fred. They got to figure out these bats somehow.
I think they will, but that's one where maybe you make some trades. But they're getting great starting pitching for the most part. How about Gerrit Cole Friday night?
Gerrit Cole is a cheat code, but they're still 5-8 in their last four series. They've lost three of those four series. I don't think it's a coincidence that the three teams they lost to are all at or near the top of the standings in their division.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero in the snow part, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. That was pretty much it. AJ beating up on Harden and the Astros. That was the whole 2 hours.
That was, first of all, the Astros, I literally said one, that was like one line. It was a throwaway thing.
Yeah, that was you. That's what you did.
Okay.
Now, all available on podcastarena.com. There was a few other things out there too. So we welcome in our Sports Map 94.1 listeners. Hello, guys. We know you missed all that.
Hello, Map.
So go check it out on podcastarena.com.
Hey, remember our good friend Jim Baker?
No.
He's not really our good friend, but the televangelist,
yeah, yeah.
And he was selling food buckets last time we checked in on him, and food buckets to prepare you for the apocalypse. Well, now he's making it even easier for you to prepare for the apocalypse. You want to know how?
How?
You could buy some 28-ounce Extreme Survival Warfare water bottles for $150.
Okay.
I'm not sure what's special about the water bottles, but apparently they will survive the apocalypse.
Didn't we talk about this a few months ago?
No, that was his food bucket.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was selling buckets of food.
I knew there was something.
Yeah. Well, he also has good news. You can go to the safest place in an apocalypse. The apocalypse, when it does happen, apparently it's not going to happen in the Ozarks, in Blue Eye, Missouri. He says the Ozarks is the safest place to live versus living in larger cities elsewhere in the country, like Chicago and New York. Do you know that people from the government, from NASA, the research from so many of them, they have said in their research that the safest place to live in troubled times is right here in the Ozarks. That's why God brought us here, says Jim Baker. So he is selling water bottles. You get six of the water bottles for your $150.
Okay.
So it's not just one, but there's pictures of it, and it kind of just looks like, doesn't it just look a little bit like a plastic water bottle?
That looks like Aquafina.
But that's
That's what it looks like.
It does have a wrist strap attached to the water bottle, which, I mean, I guess that would be handy if you were running and you didn't want to drop your water.
Right.
It would have a wrist strap.
If you're running in the apocalypse, you're probably Yeah, probably going to be running to water or away from water. And I don't think that little bit is going to save your ass. I'm just going to say.
Well, he's also they've created a community there that they are planning to add an amphitheater and a chapel to. So there will be even more reason to live there, just in case the apocalypse comes. John, you should consider getting a place there. Not once you're married.
I don't think I'll qualify.
I mean, why not?
I don't know.
You love Jesus.
Something about this screams like you're going to have to be a top 1% kind of person.
Oh.
You got to have the money.
Fred could move there when you retire, Fred. Why don't you retire to this place where you'll be safe?
No.
You're going to put your life in danger.
I don't want anyone to know where I retire to. That's the thing.
Well, I just want you
I'm
to be
disappear.
Safe.
I'll be safe.
You'll only be safe if you're in Blue Eye, Missouri.
No. Missouri will not... I can tell you where I'll not be, and that's Missouri.
You won't be there under no circumstances.
No. I think
you won't be living in the Ozark Mountains?
Nope. But I think if you
won't learn to play the banjo?
No.
Okay.
And I won't say you got a pretty little mouth.
Yeah. You won't take up fly fishing?
Squeal like a pig!
Will you take up fly fishing?
Nope. I'm not going to take up fly fishing. I'm going to take up... Well, if you're going to guess mountains, Rockies wouldn't be a bad guess.
Okay.
Might wind up there.
Or the Canadian mountains.
Well, there's Canadian Rockies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a lot of people didn't know that. That's a pretty long little stretch there that I'm throwing out. But it will not be Missouri.
Okay.
Just so you know.
And it won't be the Appalachians?
It will not, no.
Okay.
I'm not into, sex with your cousin.
Could it be the Swiss Alps?
If
things go really well?
Things that have to go really, really well. Because that's you got to be a real rich white person to live there.
Right.
And I don't really qualify as either one.
But would the Swiss Alps be safe if the apocalypse came? Probably not.
You know what might be the safest place in the world in the apocalypse? Might be like New Zealand.
Or the Arctic caps. Like the
I wouldn't want to live in a cap.
No, me neither. But if you want to be safe.
But I mean, New Zealand's kind of out of the way.
You know what's not safe?
What?
Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
You see all those videos and stuff of magma lava. Coming up out of the street?
Yeah, and then what was it? A couple months ago, they had an incoming missile warning.
Yeah, I'm against Hawaii all of a sudden. That's a place that I would have maybe thought about going, but now.
What about Guam?
I wouldn't go there. That's far. That's farther than Hawaii, isn't it?
Yeah. What about the U.S. Virgin Islands?
No. Maybe I would go there, but not during hurricane season.
No.
I would visit there for a brief time. Only because they have U.S. in their name. It makes me feel safe. That's how they help you.
If it were the U.K. Virgin Islands.
I would say no.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know about that one.
The Turkmenistan Virgin Islands, I'm out on.
The Kazakhstan Virgin Islands?
No, I won't go there.
713-780-ESPN. No, ideally, I'd like to have a place in somewhere in Costa Rica to go during the winters. And then a place... somewhere in the Rockies during the summers.
Okay.
That would be my thing. Just go back and forth.
Yeah.
And never be heard from again.
That's a good move.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably not really happening. I'm just hopeful.
Like, you'll probably just stay in your house here in Houston.
No.
And just not leave.
No, I mean, if I'm... The only reason I would stop doing the show is to live somewhere else.
Okay.
So I would keep my house in Houston.
Or you could get fired.
Yeah, I don't really think that's
how. I don't think it will either, but.
I mean, I'd have to do something really, really bad.
Oh, yeah.
And
I mean, you've pushed those limits before, and they won't fire you then. Now you're management.
I'm not the only one to push the limits.
Let's
be honest.
Let's not talk about John's discretion.
But I honestly, I just want to be in that position. I don't know that I'll actually do it. Every year after Derby weekend, I'm ready to retire. So I just think next year will be my. If I just do the Derby for one more year, then I won't have to worry about it. Just won't do public handicapping after that. Then I won't want to quit my job. North Korean Virgin Islands? No. Although it looks like they're going to be everybody's friend now.
Yeah, you can travel there now.
You trust them, John?
I wouldn't go there for vacation.
So you don't trust them?
No.
Damn, hell
no. You think they're going to welcome you guys in and then all of a sudden...
No, they're just trying to chalk you in. Yeah.
It's a trap.
It is a trap. Don't trust anybody.
That did seem to just change all of a sudden. I mean, I guess they've been right. I guess they've been having negotiations now behind doors for a while, but that sure seemed to come out of nowhere. It's like, we don't want to blow you up anymore. We want to be your friend. Let's shake hands and everybody's happy.
Well, they're struggling up there in the north, the people of the north, economically. So they kind of need support from elsewhere. So.
So they're like the your cousins who lost their job and have to come live with you for a while.
They're the wildlings, and
okay,
yeah, except the wildlings who have like controlled their own internet and like told everybody they're the most successful country in the whole world.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden it's like, well, guys, that line that we've been feeding you for the last 50 years, we kind of made that up. We're actually damn near third world. Speaking of places that I don't want to go. Africa, you know I'm against Africa.
Yeah.
Mostly because there's like a lot of dangerous creatures there, like
giraffes.
Lions.
Zebras.
Well, giraffes, you say that jokingly. Did you read the story?
No. Dude get beheaded by a giraffe?
Carlos Carvalho, who's an award-winning filmmaker, he was killed by a giraffe. Like, if you go to Africa and you get killed, like, hopefully it's like a lion or a tiger, maybe a gorilla, a hippo or a rhino or a crocodile, something like that. A giraffe?
I could see that.
He was...
They're vicious.
Are they vicious?
Yeah, they'll kick you.
Well, they'll also... That's not the only way they'll kill you.
Yeah, how did this one kill him?
He was shooting a close-up of Gerald the giraffe's body and feet at the Glen Affric Country Lodge when the animal became, quote, inquisitive... And apparently when giraffes get inquisitive, they headbutt you. He headbutted him, sending him 16 feet in the air.
Wow, nice job.
And causing massive head injuries.
Nice job, Gerald the giraffe.
After the attack, he was airlifted to Johannesburg's Mill Park Hospital, and then he died. Dude, a giraffe? I don't know what to say. I'm terrified now. I'm not going to look at those giraffes at the zoo the same. They always seem like the friendly creatures.
Well, he got it through his head. He wasn't supposed to get that close to the giraffe.
It's through his head now.
Yeah. Interesting. I didn't know that they headbutted.
I didn't either.
But you think about it. I'm sure they generate quite a bit of torque.
Those giraffes at the zoo, people pay money to give them lettuce. What if they get inquisitive while you're giving them lettuce?
I think they've seen lettuce. They probably won't get inquisitive. I bet something else happened though. This guy with the camera must have done something. There's no giraffe is just going to bash you in the head.
Well, apparently this giraffe just did.
But you think about it. As long as that neck is, if he kind of wound up and headbutted somebody, I could see him flying 16 feet in the air. But I wonder how he got in the air. I mean, I would think he would drive him into the ground.
I would guess he sort of
maybe he kind of like snaked him.
I think he like. Bent down, headbutted him, and like threw him up like maybe a bull would throw a rodeo clown. And he went up in the air and then fell on his head.
Hmm.
Like he used his long neck to throw him high in the air.
Hmm.
Isn't that what you would do if you were a giraffe?
You know, I don't know. I my neck's not long enough for me to consider that, really.
Right. Well, so. I have a long neck, and I know what I would do.
Somebody says, YouTube giraffe fights, the neck whip and the sound is ridiculous.
Gosh, so, I don't like that.
Yeah, well, that's why I was only half kidding when I was talking about giraffes. You could get stepped on or kicked or, you know, those are big critters.
Big Dog says, Fred's moving to Colorado because weed is legal. And he said it like he was,
he
was filling us in on that.
Yeah, just say if I were predicting something, that wouldn't be a bad prediction. Just wouldn't tell you where in Colorado.
Right.
I'm just looking to disappear.
But it rhymes with Finver.
That's where I'd probably be in the suburbs.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about my computer career. I'm going to tell you about Jacob, who last June was a mechanic. He was stressed out. He was working 50 or 60 hours a week. Less than 6 months later, he started his IT career. Now he's making more money. He's working less hours. That could be you, Mr. Guy, who hates his job and doesn't make enough money. That could be you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take their free career evaluation today. could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, they don't care. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. But it's more than just a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
All right, guys. Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday. And if you're still looking for a great gift for the moms in your life, look no further. Step it up this year. And spoiler with something special. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, and they're available exclusively at pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are the softest pajamas created in the history of time, ever, all time. She's going to love the way they look. She's going to love the way they feel. It's a great gift. They're lightweight. They're perfect for spring. It's a chance for her to relax and unwind, and what more can a mom ask for? The world's softest pajamas available only at pajamagram.com. Check it out today. Surprise and delight her with the gift of softness, comfort, and relaxation. Plus, the best part is you don't have to gift wrap, because everyone knows that you suck at wrapping presents, and every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. It's a win-win. Mother's Day delivery 100% guaranteed. Go to pajamagram.com or give them a call. 1-800-GIVE-PJs right now. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you. That's pajamagram.com.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. So, I'm not tweeted us this giraffe fight. Those are some vicious. I don't think he was inquisitive. I think he was pissed off about something. I think maybe that's a word they should be looking for. And a lot of people saying it's just Joffrey was mad because Toys R Us is closing. So
I think it's Jeffrey, not Joffrey. Yeah. Joffrey was the evil king on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Jeffrey was the adorable Toys R Us.
But if you spell it with a G off, I'm going to call you Joffrey.
Okay.
I have something that I think you can appreciate.
Boobs.
Yeah, I don't. I have some pictures over here that a friend of mine sent me, but yeah, you guys can't see those because then she'll know that I showed them to you.
I can see them from here. Nah. It's fine.
Expedia surveyed 18,229 people across 23 countries to find the most irritating and infuriating behaviors while traveling. So I think most of these, there's a couple I don't know what they mean. Maybe you can answer them for me. But number one on the list is the seat kicker / bumper / grabber. Now, I would say number one on the list is the seat recliner. But apparently people are more irritated by people like us who put our knees in their back.
Good. Yeah. Let them be. Because they're, you know why they're irritated? Because those are the recliners.
Probably so. So that's number one. Number two, the aromatic passenger.
Oh, I hate
body odor guy. Well, it could be that or like covered in perfume too.
Yeah, I usually get body odor guy. It's the worst.
I always get like perfume woman or cologne man. And I don't really have a very strong sense of smell, so it takes a lot for me to be bothered. But when it's really bad, it bothers me. Inattentive parents. That's a pretty good one. You know, let your kid run around.
I don't like that either, yeah.
Personal space violators.
Yeah. Intentional or otherwise.
Yeah. audio insensitive,
like they listen to their DVD player or whatever without headphones.
Yeah,
I don't like that either.
Yeah, that's not cool. Cue jumper. Is that, what does that mean? Is that people who are jumping ahead of where they're...
Oh, like a line jumper. Like who jumps in line. Yeah.
Pungent foodies.
So like someone who eats fish on the plane or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say that. Well, where did the word foodie come from?
I don't know. I don't like
it. It's kind of stupid, right? Everybody eats. Everybody likes food. But I mean, is that supposed to give you like a cute little name if you eat too much? Is that what it is? Hey, foodies. Yeah. Hey, foodies.
It's a nice way of saying you're a fat person that doesn't eat McDonald's.
Yeah.
Hey, foodies. Don't eat at McDonald's, but if you eat at nice restaurants a lot and you're fat, you're a foodie.
Yeah, I don't know where that term came from, but I don't like it. Baggage mishandler. Armrest hog.
I don't like that either. But
I don't, but you know what? I'll defer a lot of times to people on the armrest.
If I have a window seat, I don't even use my
inside armrest. I'm always on the aisle, so yeah. I tend to lean on the outside one that doesn't bother anybody and not the middle one. And I don't know what this means. Maybe you can help me. Oh, wait, now I know it. Airplane mode violator. So guys who don't have their phones on airplane mode, I guess.
Oh, I don't care about that. Yeah, because I believe that's fake news that it's going to crash the airplane.
Yeah, I don't believe in that either. So apparently the single worst thing that could ruin a hotel stay, bed bugs.
That's up there. Dead body also up there.
Yeah, dead body would be up there. But number two on the list, finding a used condom or an open condom wrapper. Yeah, that's...
Remember the time I checked into my hotel room in Vegas and someone had peed all over the floor?
Yeah. Remember the time
I... In the bathroom? The bathroom floor is like covered in urine. And there, I called down. I'm like, hey, I need a new room. And they got me a new room. But I was like, how does the cleaning lady miss that?
The time I went out there and the whole room smelled like somebody had been baking in there for 3 days. And I'm like, listen, I like weed as much as the next guy, but I don't want to be in a room that smells like it. And it took them a good 6 hours to clean that room out.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I wasn't in the room because it was Vegas.
Yeah.
But even when I got back, you could still faintly smell it. So somebody had just been partying for days in there. And then, how does your cleaning person not smell that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, well. So there you go. Just some things that people don't like when they're traveling. The inattentive parents thing is kind of like, that one kind of drives me nuts too, because that goes back to my whole common decency thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we get it. Your kids are going to act up sometimes. Just keep it under control. It doesn't bother other people if you can. And if you can't, that's all right. You know, kids are going to cry on an airplane. Yeah, it's going to happen. But if you let them run up and down and, you know, punch you in the face and things like that, which I've seen.
That's happened.
Yeah.
Hey, John, what are we doing here?
Yeah, because I think we've become confused.
Yeah. It was a bit of a confusion.
Yeah, this is a one-day deal only on Sherry's Berries, as a matter of fact. And listen, you want to take care of mom, this is a way to do it. And your mom, your grandma, these are all people that are important to you. If your wife is a mother of your children, you know, you got to show them that you care. And today only, you could get a great, great offer from Sherry's Berries. A gift from Sherry's Berries shows you put thought into it. Mom will love it. Right now, you can get fresh and delicious Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. Plus shipping and handling for this week only. When you double the berries for just $10 more, your gift will include something extra, Sherry's super popular dipped caramel pretzel rods. Your berries will arrive in Sherry's Berries signature gift box with a beautiful ribbon, no gift wrap required.
The strawberries they're always the same. They're dipped in milk, dark and white chocolate. They're topped with the rich chocolate chips, the chopped nuts, and the signature swizzles. They're juicy, they're fresh, they're massive, they're amazing. You choose your delivery date. It's guaranteed, guys. Customer satisfaction is always number one or your money back. It's an incredible, unique gift that's perfect for sharing, though mom might not want to do that. Guys, there's only one way to get this great deal for mom. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And when you double the berries for $10 more this week, your gift's going to include that extra gift of dipped caramel pretzels. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Visit berries.com today. That's berries.com. Click on the mic in the top right corner. Enter our code Fred and AJ. That's berries.com. Promo code Fred and AJ.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey, guys. Your mother deserves more than one day because she's your mom. You wouldn't be here without her. And not just your mom, but your grandma or the mother of your children.
Your baby mama.
Yeah, how about this? Send her Pro Flowers for Mother's Day. She's guaranteed to have at least 7 days of fresh, beautiful flowers.
6 days?
Not six. Seven. At least seven. At least seven.
It's more than six.
And it is more than six. And a lot of times they last a lot longer than that. And this is the last week that you can send 100. 100.
99?
Not 99. Not 98. 100.
Man.
Colorful blooms with a free glass vase.
They're always exceeding my expectations.
Yeah, for just $19.99. Not 20, $19.99, plus shipping right. And handling with the promo code Fred and AJ. Spell out the A&D.
Guys, they've got the fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, unique vases and accessories that mom's going to love. They've got everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. You choose the delivery date you want, and it's guaranteed. You can even get your gift delivered on Mother's Day. Guys, Mother's Day is this Sunday. Don't forget to show mom how much she means to you. Send her 100 colorful blooms with a free glass vase. For just $19.99 plus shipping and handling, visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner. Use our code Fred and AJ. That's proflowers.com. Promo code Fred and AJ.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Breaking news, your New Orleans Saints just released Kobe Fleener.
Yeah, I saw that before the show. That's a that's a wise move. I've never thought he was good. I've never understood it.
And, well, he really hasn't been good. He was hurt last year, but he 2 years into his 5-year, $36 million contract. So totally confused by the conversation going on in my head.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell John. I've read how many Pajamagram Lives did I have scheduled today?
So I accidentally separated them.
Okay.
So there's three on the sheet, and you've done two.
Oh.
And I forgot to do the one at the peeling back the curtain a little bit. We forgot to come back at the top of the hour with one. So this is why I'm moving things around a little bit.
You're juggling. Yeah. I didn't see that they were separated. So yeah, I've got Pajamagram crossed off my list because I thought I was done. And I'm not done, you're saying.
No, you have one more.
Okay.
I want to hear about the hoodie footy.
No, I don't have hoodie footies. I have the world's softest pajamas, John. Sorry. You can't get hoodie footy right now. I think that's Valentine's Day only.
Darn.
You want to get your mom a hoodie footy?
I guess it's cozy.
Okay.
If your mom's into cozy.
What if it's got that little door on the front?
No, that would be weird for mom. Mm.
Mm. Yeah, you don't want that. So you got two teams down 3-0 right now. The 76ers and Celtics are playing. Do you give either one of them any chance at all?
I give the Sixers the slightest chance because I think they've got more talent on the floor right now, but I don't give them much of a chance.
Yeah,
I mean 3-0 is tough to overcome, and
Toronto's at least been close in
LeBron,
two losses.
LeBron owns them.
Yeah, they can't finish, and
they can't stop him.
Yeah, that's where he should go next year.
Philly?
No, Toronto.
Oh, he's not going there. Yeah, I've.
Oh, geez, don't say that.
I love watching LeBron do what he does when he goes into that dad mode and just takes over. I mean, it's fun to watch, and that buzzer beater was awesome. I mean, he's having his way this series, and he looks like he's starting to make you think that if he gets off, then maybe they can pull the impossible off and win another title. You know, if everything goes the right way.
I don't think they can beat the Warriors. I think they could beat the Rockets. Don't tell me.
Well, remember that either. I mean, nobody thought they could beat the Warriors the first time.
No, but that was also before Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
So, hey, I have a story for you here.
Okay.
A Wisconsin man has eaten 30,000 Big Macs.
Oh my God!
And the 64-year-old man has perfect health, and he has receipts. Don Korski ate his 30,000th Big Mac at the same McDonald's where he devoured his first and extended his unusual Guinness World Record.
Do you like the Big Mac?
I don't. Honestly, I can't tell you the last time. I mean, that was when I was younger, it was okay. It wasn't
I never
great.
Liked a Big Mac. I don't like that sauce.
Yeah. I can't tell you the last time I've eaten fast food other than, say, Whataburger.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A every once in a while.
I don't like Chick-fil-A. I've never quite got the craze about that.
Yeah, I like Chick-fil-A. I like Whataburger.
But I like me some Whataburger. But I mean, I think maybe a couple years ago I went and got a breakfast taco at McDonald's because it was the only place close where I was. But
is Payway considered fast food, John?
Yeah, I think so.
I do like Payway. I don't like...
Never been there.
Panda Express.
Yeah, they're both fast food.
Yeah. But Payway, you order at the counter and then you've got to sit and wait a little while. Like, they're cooking your food. At Panda Express, they just, like...
It's there.
Dip it out of the line, and I don't like that. I don't like when it's just...
It's like Subway.
Yeah, or it's like a buffet where you can't serve yourself. I don't like that. I like it when I order some food and then they say, okay, let me go cook that for you. That's what I like. Mm. So I might contend that it's not really fast food. It's maybe...
Does it have a drive-thru?
No.
Then it's not fast food.
I would consider it casual dining.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I think it's not fast food because the food's not just sitting there ready
for you. I actually heard Ken Hoffman on one of the other shows talking about that. You have to have a drive-thru to be fast food.
Okay. Well, isn't Subway kind of fast food, though? And most Subways don't have drive. Some do, but a lot don't.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd call that fast food, necessarily. I mean, Jared was kind of fast, apparently.
I don't think Jared's fast. No.
He's got to be fast enough to catch those little ones.
Well.
just saying.
Bet he ain't feeling fast right now.
Yeah, I would... I'd have to get Ken Hoffman's opinion on
official
this.
Subway take.
Because he's all about fast food.
Yeah.
And I'm not. So Nathan says 30,000 Big Macs is eating three a day for over 27 years. Yeah, it started in 72. That this guy started
three
this.
A day?
Well, he said he's been eating them 46 years, nearly two per day. He missed 8 days. One day in 1982 because a snowstorm shut down the restaurant. And then he missed it in 98 when his mom died. She requested I not eat a Big Mac on the day she died in remembrance of her.
So he ate four the next day.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a lot of money you gave McDonald's, too, by the way.
He says it constitutes 90 to 95% of his total solid food intake.
Is there a picture of this guy? Is he a big guy?
No. They say he's in great health. Says people make fun of me, but it never bothered me. At my last medical checkup, I had low cholesterol and my blood pressure was perfect.
That's crazy. He must not eat fries.
I'm pretty sure there's no mention of the fries.
And I'm sure like he's genetically very, very gifted.
What do you mean? Like he's got a really big
like metabolism.
Yeah, I thought you meant something else.
He was going down that path too.
Yeah.
I don't think that makes your dong bigger.
Yeah, I don't know what that has to do. Well, hey, it's like, this is my Big Mac. Yeah.
Well, I'd be eating a Big Mac every day.
What? What are you doing here?
You just took that in a really strange direction. But, I could. If I were going to eat a burger every single day, it would. If you tell me, okay, you got to pick one place, it would be, and it has to be fast food, it would be Whataburger. That would be it. But the beauty of life is you don't have to. You don't have to just have one burger. You can go have burgers anywhere you want.
That's right.
If I want to go have a burger at Rodeo Goat tonight, I can do that.
You could.
If I want to go to Nancy's Hustle and have one, I can do one there.
You could do that too.
Tony says places like Payway are considered fast casual.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's like different breakdowns. So,
well, I like it. I don't think it's gross. I'm pro that. I mean, it'd be just like Torchy's Tacos, right? Except for Chinese food. Would that be fast casual?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Now, the article said the dude ate a total of 16 cows
in his whole life.
Well, in of those 30,000, that equals 16 cows. Oh,
that doesn't sound like that much.
No. Well,
I've probably eaten 16 cows in my life. I just don't put them into Big Macs.
Well, I don't know how many hamburgers I've had in my life, but I'd probably say I've had at least one a week for my entire life. Maybe two.
Yeah, I ate a pound and a half beef rib over the weekend.
Oh, you know what I had yesterday or last night for supper? At Zumo's had the sausage. It was amazing. So even the wife was like, you know what? You can get more of this. And it's like, good, because we're going to.
Yeah, plenty more of that came from, honey.
Yep.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Pajamagram. Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday. And if you're still looking for a great gift for the moms in your life, you're a slacker. You should have already gotten this taken care of. But just in case you haven't, we've got you covered. You could step up and spoiler with something special. The world's softest pajamas. They're available exclusively at pajamagram.com. You can't get them at any other website, only pajamagram.com. That's what exclusive means. They were created by a team of pajama scientists. The smartest scientists in the world got together to find the world's softest pajamas, and they did it. And that now they're bringing it to you. She's going to love the way they look and feel. It's lightweight. It's perfect for spring, and it's more than a gift. It's a feeling, a chance for her to relax and unwind. And not think about what a pain in the tail her son or daughter is. The world's softest pajamas, available only, exclusively at pajamagram.com. Visit today, surprise and delight her with a gift of softness, comfort, and relaxation. The best part is you don't have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Mother's Day delivery is 100% guaranteed. Go to pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs right now. Tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It's like Philly's up 10 right now on Boston with the third period winding down. And
about time they show some fight.
Yeah, well, I still don't know why this game started so early.
I don't either. I mean, that's so obnoxiously. I mean, it was like 5 p.m., right, John?
Yeah, today's not some kind of weird holiday, is it?
No clue.
It's Siete de Mayo. You didn't know that?
No, that one doesn't quite work.
I believe that's the...
Nope, you missed it.
Oh.
It was Ocho de Mayo.
That's tomorrow, dumbass.
Speaking of dumbasses.
What a transition. I mean, I love it. So let's just put yourselves in the shoes of an identity thief. Let's say you used a stolen credit card, and then you posed as a FedEx delivery worker and even used a fake name, all to try and steal two smartphones.
God, if I were going to be an identity thief, I think I'd try to aim a little higher in what I'm stealing. That's just me.
So the guy used a stolen credit card to buy more than $2,000 worth of electronics, two Galaxy Plus phones, two phone cases, chargers, and screen protectors. But he made one mistake. He had the phone shipped to the victim's house on Staten Island. Then the suspect rang the victim's doorbell and claimed he was the FedEx delivery guy there to pick up a package that was sent there by accident. But the victim didn't buy the story. The suspect then tried to claim the whole thing was a misunderstanding. And it was actually his package, and it had just been sent to the victim because they had the exact same name. Homeowner didn't call for that either. The guy ran off, leaving the phones behind. And, of course, he's all over their doorbell security camera.
Yeah.
So they're on the lookout for him now. And I actually don't believe he has the same name as the victim.
No, no. I don't think anybody would believe that.
No.
And by the way, thieves out there, we all have those doorbell cameras now.
Yep.
So just so you know, you're probably going to get caught.
Metairie, Louisiana. Unfortunately for Big Lee Martin.
Not Lee Marvin?
No, Lee Martin. He took a water hose to a gunfight.
Oh, no.
He was having a little neighbor dispute, and his neighbor was driving off. His 78-year-old neighbor was driving away, and he sprayed his water hose at him. And 78-year-old neighbor throws it in reverse, puts his window down, yells something at him. Big Lee sprayed into his window. And this time, 78-year-old neighbor Wayne Higgins got out and fired a shot into his chest and killed him dead. Never bring a hose sprayer to a gunfight. Hey, everyone knows
overreact that. Overreact much, old man? Jeez. It's just water. I'm going to get that guy.
Yeah, well, Martin was arrested in November after he was accused of intentionally striking a woman with his truck during a dispute. So I don't think either one of these guys was really what you'd call stable.
Yeah, it sounds like, well, it's Florida, right?
No, it's Louisiana.
Oh, okay. That's
Louisiana.
That's just
it might as
close.
Well be Florida.
All I can hear is Michael Madsen saying, I bet you're a big Lee Martin fan, aren't you?
Colorado police ticketed a Denver woman for allegedly damaging a 7-Eleven microwave. She was, the microwave is reportedly worth about $500. A police report says that she was found waiting at a nearby health clinic for a physical and urinalysis for a future job.
Guessing she failed the latter.
Well, she was worried about the drug screening. So she got some urine that wasn't hers. And or actually it was hers, but it had been used, had been given weeks before.
Right.
And refrigerated. but urine checks to ensure that it's at body temperature, not room temperature. It's one way of telling if the urine sample is actually given at that time. This chick's smart. So she said, I'll warm it up in the microwave at 7-Eleven.
Oh, no.
Which she did, which caused the urine to explode. I didn't know urine was explosive, but apparently it is.
It was probably had it in a weird container.
They heard a loud bang a few seconds after she placed something in the microwave. Clerk told police Sanchez looked at the microwave and walked out the door. And then the clerk noticed yellow liquid dripping from the microwave, and the smell was unquestionably urine. The police report shows the employee had asked her to clean up the mess. She reportedly told police she had cleaned up the mess and did not understand what the problem was. Sanchez has been arrested several times and convicted of theft, according to a Colorado criminal background check. So,
and now
I don't think
pee explosions.
I don't think she's going to get that job.
Yeah, I'm going to be pessimistic about that.
And Fred, one of the things you always talk about is there's famous people you'd like to smoke a joint with. You'd like to get high with people.
Yeah.
Well, an Ohio man, he wanted to smoke a joint with President Trump.
I'd like to do that.
He found a credit card that he thought was a gift from God. Which, by the way, if you ever find a credit card, it's just a credit card and it's not yours, turn it in.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a gift from God telling you, hey, buy a plane ticket to Florida.
I'd like to get high with Jesus, too.
That's what he did. He bought a plane ticket to Florida to go see the president. A detective investigating the case said that he intended to drive to Mar-a-Lago, walk in, and talk to Mr. Trump about the static and frequency feedback that I constantly hear emanating from my basement and from fans and in my head. He wanted to figure out what they're saying. He admitted that he'd been kicked out of the Supreme Court building in Ohio, as well as several courthouses. And they found that he had methamphetamines. So maybe that's probably what made him think that all this was normal.
All right, we're out of here. Stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat.